And we're back on this wintry morning at KID. Julie Mason also in studio, and we have a great guest this morning, Julie.
Yeah, we're joined by Scott Smith. He has tax offices in both Rexburg and Idaho Falls, and he's here to kind of give us a little bit of an update on how the new tax laws will affect people in Idaho. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott.
All right. Well, first off, good morning. Thanks for having me. You know, we at Smith Coons, we've been around for about 20 years. And we started in Rexburg and have clients all over southeast Idaho. In fact, we have clients in about 40 states. But we choose to be here. You know, we're very bullish on eastern Idaho still and just love it here. And typically, our typical client is a small business owner. And it seems like everybody in southeast Idaho has kind of a side hustle going on. And so we help lots of people.
And by the way, you do have a new office in Idaho Falls. You were voted best of Idaho Falls before you even had an office here, but now you do have an office over near Cabela's, Hobby Lobby, that area?
Right. Just across from Cabela's, just down and south. We're in the same building as the Idaho Falls Dental Group.
Okay, gotcha. Well, let's talk taxes for a bit here, Scott, because we know that last December there were some big changes made to the tax code. A few changes for this year, but really the changes will happen next year. Is that right?
Right, yeah, you're right on there. A lot of people are coming in thinking that the tax reform applies now. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. 99% of it starts 2018. But what we're doing with clients is showing them what would happen if we mirrored 2017 income on 2018 tax law. And it's looking wonderful for them.
Okay. Give us some detail on that. Is it just more money back? Is that, or they get to keep more of their money? What's the...
Well, the main thing that happens, you know, the government gave some additional things, took some other things away, and so people wondered at where they would net out with all that. Mm-hmm. And really what we're seeing is that most people have at least a couple hundred dollars, some of them several thousand dollars, especially if you're a small business owner. It's a wonderful time to be a small business owner with our new tax code.
And is that because the corporate rate was reduced from, what, 35 down to 21, I think? Is that...
Right. So part of it is corporate rates, and typically corporations are bigger businesses. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing it right now. The clients that we're seeing are the simpler tax returns, more kind of middle America, and those that have smaller businesses. And they're seeing a big tax cut. And that was, you know, depending on which radio station, depending on which website people subscribe to, they either thought this was going to be a good thing or they thought it was going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And we've been able to show them that almost everybody has a large tax cut.
What about those businesses that do quarterly filings through the year? Are because those are for 2018?
Right.
Are there some changes for them?
Right. So we're helping those people plan out 2018 taxes, and the biggest thing for small business owners is a new 20% deduction, and that's for all pass through entities. And so if you have an LLC or a partnership or an S corporation or even a little what we call a sole proprietorship, if you ever filed on Schedule C. You have a new 20% tax deduction. And so, for example, I had an electrician come in on Saturday. He's a new electrician. He's just starting out. Just got a big contract for an apartment complex that he's really excited about. He's wondering how that's going to affect him. Well, he's going to make about $40,000 more already, he thinks, this year than he did last year. But his taxes are only going to go up about $2,500. And that's because of that new tax code. And so he's not having to set aside taxes that he would just get back at the end of the year. He can invest those in employees and bidding out more work.
Yeah. Already, starting in January, people saw more money in their paychecks because the withholding is at a lower rate. Is there anything, Scott, and by the way, we're talking with Scott Smith. He's a CPA with Smith Coons and Associates. And we'll give out his number in just a little bit here. But are there things people could and should be doing during this year so that it shows up better next year when they do file their taxes?
Right, especially if you have a small business, you may want to load all of your expenses into last year. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, if you look at tax rate as kind of a discount on what you buy, last year the discount was bigger because the tax rate was higher. And so, as far as small businesses go, you may want to push some of those expenses into last year because this year the tax rates are so much more favorable. And so on the small business side, that's a great tip. On the personal side, You know, there's lots of hoopla over limiting your state and local income taxes and things like that. And a lot of people mm-hmm. tried to prepay those taxes ahead of time. And if you're in a high income bracket, that's still a good tool for you. But for 2017 for individuals, it's going to be almost exactly the same as prior years.
One of the aspects of the tax bill was a repeal of the individual mandate when it comes to Obamacare.
Right.
Well, how does that change?
So that's a big misunderstanding with a lot of people that come in. That mandate doesn't go down to zero. That penalty doesn't go to zero until 2019.
Okay.
And so that was one of the things that a lot of people thought was gone already, and a lot of people already canceled their insurance, and we're counseling them, hey, you can't get rid of that yet unless you want to pay the penalty.
Okay, so that right now there still is the individual mandate then.
Right. So 2018 taxes that you'll file next year will have that penalty on it still.
Okay. All right. Well, Scott Smith is with Smith Coons and Associates. If you'd like to reach out to them, let me give you their number here, 208-356-8500. That's in Rexburg. Which number do you want me to give out, Idaho Falls or Rexburg?
Rexburg. That's, okay. They're all connected.
All right. So 356-8500 is the number here. Sorry, the light's a little low. That's correct, right?
Yep.
8500. All right. 356-8500. Anything else, Scott, that people should know? I mean, you probably don't want people flooding you with business on April 13th. You know, you want them to get in early once they're organized with their stuff to come a little bit early. Is that better?
Right. Because it's a transition year between the old and the new tax regimes. If you come in earlier, we can spend some time with you mm-hmm. and really talk about last year versus this year and do some good planning for you. The closer you get to the tax deadline, the more crunched it gets, and it just becomes about compliance for last year instead of planning for the future.
Yeah.
So the earlier you get in, the better.
Is there much difference than last year's filing and laws to this year? Were there very many tax changes?
Really, no. I mean, there were a few little tweaks here and there, but all the big changes, all the big things that everyone's been discussing are 2018 going forward.
Yeah. All right, Scott Smith from Smith, Coons & Associates, thank you for coming in.
All right, thanks.